All right. Well, welcome to the Firehouse Sessions. I'm Jim Quinn, and with me, I've got Briscoe, Druid Heinzelman, and Philip Lupton, a duo out of Austin, Texas, who will be performing at the Bishop Bar tonight. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us out.
Yeah, and this isn't your first time to Bloomington, I understand.
This is not our first time, yeah. We were here almost a year ago exactly. I think it was a year and one day ago. We got to open a few shows for Mr. Noah Kahn.
Cool.
And we played at Indiana University, so it was a treat.
Cool. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about your tour and maybe some background, but let's get started with a song.
All right, we're going to play the first song off our new record called West of It All. The name of the song is The Well.
All right.
One, two, three, go. When the well runs dry and the food runs out and the words you speak are the only things that touch your mouth, will you be content with the stories told of your days of youth to your days of old? Oh my, oh me, tonight my darling we'll sing, we'll shout on high as we wait for the well to run dry. Storm rolls in like a hurricane of gray, and the power goes, and you're all alone. Are you satisfied when the well runs dry? Tell me, are you satisfied when the well runs dry?
Stuff, man. The new album West of It All, we were talking a little earlier, is number 9 on our chart right now, so
all right.
good time to be in Bloomington. Just to give you an idea, we generally keep about 70 to 75 albums in our rotation.
Okay.
So it's pretty good right now, and
cool.
I'm playing the hell out of it. You mentioned you're gonna play Coyotes later.
Played
that probably 3 or 4 times, played the Well. A lot of good tunes on this album, and you're in the middle of a tour right now. You did a California tour, you said. Tell us a little bit about where you're headed next.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we're kind of doing a Midwest stretch a little bit. So we're going to go to Columbus, Ohio tomorrow. We're going to go to Urbana, Illinois the next day. And then we're going to kind of make our way down to the East Coast, like the Carolinas, and then we'll go to the southern U.S. after that. So this is kind of the beginning of a tour for us. We played St. Louis last night. But we'll be out for two or three more weeks after this.
Cool. Yeah, I looked at your itinerary. You're playing a lot of college towns.
Yes,
which that should be good turnouts for you.
Yeah.
You guys just being recently grads from University of Texas, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fun to come through and get to see all these other campuses and stuff. Correct me if I'm wrong, Urbana is...
Illinois.
Champaign, Illinois, right.
Yeah, that's University of Illinois.
Wonderful, yeah. I'm excited to be there, excited to see a lot of these other college towns. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And, you know, I think that one of the things that struck me about the album is it's folky, it's Americana, but you've got some, you know, good bluegrass sound to it as well.
Thank you.
And being in Austin, you have so many clubs to play in. How did you manage to balance university studies, putting an album together, playing the clubs, et cetera?
Yeah, there's no better place to go to school and also get your music career off the ground than Austin, Texas. I mean, it's just the dream city for that. We both, like you said, went to the University of Texas and graduated and got really solid degrees. I studied business management. Philip studied hydrogeology. And so, you know, we were working on those. And then on the weekends, we were getting to play some of the coolest clubs and venues in the entire world. And, you know, as we got closer to the end, we started to travel a little bit more and go out of our way. But, I mean, just getting to kind of work our way up the venue pedigree, if you will, in right. Austin was a treat. And we started playing real small clubs and now here in a few.
So did you play the Cactus Club on campus?
You know, no, that is one we actually have not. Yeah. But we started
Cactus Cafe.
Cactus Cafe, yeah. Legendary. Yeah.
But I saw you played Antones.
And yeah, so
that's
pretty
cool.
Yeah,
we started at a place called Spider Ballroom, which was 200 cap, and then jumped up to all the legendary South Congress spots,
Continental
Club, and a new place called Sea Boys, and then Antones, and we're playing Stubbs here in about a month and a half, and
awesome.
we're so excited.
Yeah, well, how about another song for us?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll play this one. It's called Wild Thing. It's also on the new record. It's one that Truett wrote here.
One, two, three, go. Climbing up and down that tree, swinging like a monkey, shaking in them leaves. Way up high, the most wonderful view. It's when I saw you. She walked, and the smile that she wore. Well, I knew it once, I knew for sure. Knew I had to come down from my tree. I need that girl right next to me. Come anytime, this love is yours. beauty explains all the wonders of this world. I've seen many things, but nothing quite like that girl. Though I'm foolish, I'm foolish for you. There's not a thing I wouldn't do. Wild thing with the pale blonde hair. I didn't know that anyone could ever care for me the way she did, like I've never known before. Come many times, love is yours.
Music from the band Brisco playing at the Bishop Bar tonight. I think the concert starts at 9 o'clock. You know, you talked about your degrees and about playing around town. I also noticed that you guys, with your new album, you got a new album coming out while you're graduating, while you're playing in the clubs. And I saw that you're flying across the country to record the album rather than doing it in Austin. What was the rationale behind going and, I guess, working with Brad Cook in North Carolina?
Yeah, great question. So we got connected through Brad a long time ago, and long story short, he has a home studio in Durham, North Carolina, and we flew up there just to kind of get to know him and just had an awesome time with him and really wanted him to produce the record. And we wanted to do it in a way that was kind of homegrown, kind of homemade. So we went up there a bunch of time, like, you know, kind of just weekend college trips. You know, we were still in school, so we really didn't have time to block out 2 weeks and go cut a record
right
at wherever we would have cut a record. So we went up to Durham on a bunch of different trips and kind of tracked the whole record over the spring of our, I guess that would be spring of 2023. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, it was just really cool working with Brad. He has a great team of musicians up there in Durham that played on the record as well. But he really helped to bring it to life, so we just wanted to work with him.
Yeah, it's nice to have the session guys that can sit in with you, and he's familiar with them. I think he played bass on it, right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, you guys have to be incredibly disciplined to be able to do that, graduate, play, and record an album. Plus, I guess your first couple of years in college, you had the pandemic going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, cheers to you guys for making it through all that.
Yeah, I think right off the bat, our kind of college experience was a little bit different. You know, COVID kind of set the tone there. And then starting to play music, and by the end of college, it became more real that it could be a career for us. So it looked a little different, but it was still, it was wonderful.
That's pretty cool. Listen, you have one more song for us that's off the album.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to do one more song, Coyotes, off the record. Yeah, here we go. Tell you about the way it feels to love a land that you know so well, to want so bad that it hurts like hell. It's a kind of love you can only find when you lose yourself and you lose your pride, and you pick up all the little things to put together something great. Something great. Hey baby, we're here tonight. Let's sit outside by the firelight and listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night. Hey baby, we'll never die, forever young, it's you and I. Let's listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night. Hallelujah. Never been more clear to me. There's reds and grays and blues and greens, and the ones we choose to stick with most seem to be the ones we know. And I swear she knows me better than a summer's fling or a lifelong friend. A lifelong friend. Hey baby, we're here tonight. Let's sit outside by the firelight, listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night. Hey baby, we'll never die, forever young, it's you and I. Let's listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night. How- sun sinking low, baby, the stars seem to go on forever. Hey baby, we're here tonight. Let's sit outside by the firelight and listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night. Hey baby, we'll never die, forever young, it's you and I. Let's listen to the coyotes howl our names into the night.
Coyotes by Brisco. They're going to be playing at the Bishop Bar tonight. I think the concert starts at 9. And duo out of Austin, Texas. I have to ask you guys about this because it's such a good story. You could be brothers. I mean, you look at you guys. Yes. You could be twins for that matter.
Yes.
But it goes all the way back to when you were teenagers. Tell the folks about that because it's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, we met at a summer camp out in the Texas Hill Country, and it was my first, well, I guess I went into this session just not knowing anybody, pretty much. And so I was kind of reserved and keeping to myself, and I walked into this cabin as, like, middle school-aged kid and head looking down at my feet because I was pretty shy and reserved, and then I looked down and see another person wearing the exact same pair of shoes as me, like literally the exact same pair of shoes, and then kind of tracked upwards from there, and it was like looking in the mirror. And so we hit it off immediately because we looked like we might as well have been brothers and still do. And then just bonded over music and other things, and I mean, it was crazy. By the end of that session, our parents, you know, would see photos from that camp session, and they couldn't tell
which one's which.
Which one was which, and they were literally our parents. So,
yeah, And it carried through to high school and on into college.
That's right. Now that we're musicians, we don't have to get haircuts anymore. So we just let it go, you know?
That's great stuff, man. Listen, thank you guys so much for coming into the studio today. Have a good concert tonight. I know the Bishop Bar will be glad to have you. Thanks for coming into Bloomington. This is Briscoe out of Austin, Texas, playing at the Bishop Bar tonight at 9 o'clock. Firehouse Sessions, you know, are held periodically when we have people we feel have merit coming into our studio. So we're glad to have you here, number 9 album on our charts right now.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to thank Alyssa Gray, Jamie Ford, Marcus Drolet, and our engineers, our general manager, Jar Turner, our music director, Abby Naruzzi, and I'm Jim Quinn. I'm going to turn it back over to the studio to DJ Spikes.